Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Palestinian government says that Jewish people have no right to pray at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, where they now go to pray three times every day. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There is a document on the official mouthpiece for the Palestinian Authority, a website, that claims the Jewish people have no right to go to the Western Wall in Jerusalem and pray, which they do three times daily, because the report says the Western Wall belongs to Muslims and the Jews have no connection with the Western Wall. This study by the Palestinian Authority has been denounced by Israel and the United States because it says the Western Wall has always belonged to the Muslims and the Jews have been allowed to pray there because of Muslim tolerance. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The claim by the Palestinian Authority that Jewish people have no right to pray at the Western Wall in Jerusalem is a contradiction to historic fact and the prophetic scenario that focuses on the Temple Mount for the end times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The report published by an official of the Palestinian Authority stating that Jews have no connection to the Western Wall in Jerusalem, since there is no stone in the Western Wall that dates back to the time of King Solomon, is partially correct and partially wrong. The correct part is that indeed there are no stones in the Western Wall dating back to King Solomon some 3,000 years ago. The reason being that the Western Wall was only built some 2,000 years ago by Herod the Great. The incorrect statement is that there is no historic Jewish connection to the Western Wall. Herod used over 10,000 Jewish laborers to build that wall, and it was the Western retaining wall used to keep the Temple Mount intact. King Solomon did build the first temple on the Temple Mount, and Herod the Great spent 46 years refurbishing the second temple on that same spot. Both of these were Jewish temples. That disproves the Palestinian Authority claim of no Jewish connection to the Western Wall. In fact, the Bible states that one day the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come back to earth and build a temple for the Jewish people on the Temple Mount. That's found in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. However, before the Messiah builds his temple in Jerusalem, there will be a Jewish temple erected on the Temple Mount. That's found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. Palestinian claims are wrong. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...